This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 60 days ago. We're talking about Nucor Gold Limited. They trade on the OTCQX. You can find them under the ticker symbol NCAUF. And if you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol NCAU. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Luke Alexander. Luke, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on today.
You know, before we get started in the Q&A, just give my listeners just a little bit of maybe a backstory of yourself and an about statement of your company.
Yeah, so I spent about 15 years of my career on the investment banking sell side of the business. About 12 years I was in London covering all the big global natural resource funds out of the UK and Europe, working with a number of ASX, TSX, OTC, and London-listed, primarily mining companies, advising them and helping raise capital for them with projects all around the world. During that time, I spent a lot of time working with companies who had assets in Africa, and that's one of the main things that attracted me to this Enchi project in Ghana. I've known the team involved with the company for a long time, very good track record of success. I worked with them on a number of other companies that they've been involved in. And the Enchi project is something that got me really excited. At the time, it was sitting at about 1.1 million ounce of inferred resource. We put out an updated resource report, which grew that to 1.2 million ounces. It's a true district scale exploration opportunity. We've identified about 25 targets on it to date, of which we've only drilled on six, and three of those make up our resource. We've currently got a 58,000-meter drill program underway. You'll see a lot of news releases out from us over the last 4 or 5 months. So we've put out about 20,000 meters of drill results so far. So we're about a third of the way through that drill program. So lots of additional results that we'll be putting out over the next few months. So really, you know, the Enchi project in Ghana is a district-scale exploration opportunity, I guess, to sum it up in one line.
You know, you guys must be in good company up there, because there's another small gold company up there by the name of Newmont that's got about 10% of its resources up there. That being said, give us a snapshot of Nucor Gold and the project you guys are working on there in Ghana.
Yeah, so maybe I'll just touch on that. I think you're referring to Newmont. So Newmont, yes, as any of your listeners will know, is one of the largest, actually the largest gold company on the planet, and 18% of their total production comes from Ghana. You've actually got three of the top five largest gold companies in the world who have production coming out of Ghana, and significant production. So I think that speaks to the quality of the country. I mean, it's a very secure place to operate. It is Africa's largest gold producer. So with that, we've got a very well-aligned government, a huge amount of skilled labor in country that we can leverage off of. And all of those things ultimately contribute to, you know, our Enchi project and I think our real competitive advantages for the company. So with that kind of production, it's a real benefit in country. And we're pushing our project forward from an exploration perspective and looking to really build on that 1.2 million ounce inferred resource that we've got. We've currently got four drill rigs on site looking to complete that 58,000 meters.
You guys currently believe you're sitting on 1.2 million ounces. Did I hear that correct?
Yeah, so we put out an updated resource report October of last year. So that was an update from a previous 2015 resource report that we had put out, and that grew our inferred resource to 1.2 million ounces. So all of the drill results that you've seen over the last four or five months, those aren't included in that resource. And once we've completed our full 58,000 meters, we will ultimately look to update that resource report, which will most likely be at the end of this year. Between now and the end of this year, we will also put out an updated PEA, which we think will further underpin the value of our company for shareholders.
Besides the Inchy Gold Project, what gives Nucor Gold a competitive edge?
I think a couple of things. One, I've touched on it briefly, the management team involved. I mean, there's a real proven track record of making a lot of money for shareholders. Maybe one person I'll highlight is Doug Forrester. He's our chairman. He actually stepped up as chairman and was the one who approached me to step in as CEO of the company. He was the CEO of New Market Gold. If any of your listeners follow that story, you'll see that New Market, you know, was a $10 million shell back in 2016-17. They landed an asset, the Fosterville asset in Australia, and grew that company and sold it for $1.4 billion about 18 months later. So that's one of the biggest success stories in the gold space in the last 5 years. So the team involved and obviously my background and connections that I've got, and I think that's also led to us being very well supported from a capital markets perspective. We've currently got five tier one investment banks out of Toronto who are covering us from a research perspective. So it's great to have that support from the investment banking community, as well as support from deep-pocketed, long-term focused institutional investors. We're currently about 35% owned by institutions. A number of them are groups that I've worked with for the last 15 years, and when they heard I was getting involved as CEO of Nucor, they were quite keen to support the company. And for us to have that kind of support is very good to ultimately be able to execute on our plans. And the other thing I think I'd highlight is that management and insiders, we own 32% of the business. So we ultimately think as shareholders first. And as a result, I think we're very good stewards of shareholders' money.
Luke, why do you think Ghana is a top-tier jurisdiction for mining? And what do you think it sets it apart from its neighboring countries in West Africa?
I think probably first and foremost is the geology. I mean, Ghana's been referred to as the Gold Coast for over 1,000 years, and that's because it's got a very rich history of gold mining in country. There's two predominant belts that run through the country, so the Ashanti Belt and then the Sefwi-Bibiani Belt, which we sit on. So geology is crucial for any country or jurisdiction to be successful. But then above and beyond that, obviously, security. I mean, companies want to operate in safe jurisdictions, and Ghana's got a very long history of being a safe jurisdiction to operate. And with that, you know, with that rich history of mining, you get a very well-aligned government as Africa's as Africa's largest gold producer. You know, you've got a government that ultimately is aligned in terms of the taxes for the economy, for jobs in country. And as a result, I mean, you've got three of the five largest gold companies who have significant production coming from Ghana. I touched on Newmont, who has 18% of their global production coming from Ghana. You've also got Goldfield at 37%, and Anglo Gold, who's at 10% now, but it looks like they're going to grow to about 20% with another mine coming back on stream this year. So I think those are the things that really differentiate Ghana as a jurisdiction to operate in. And we're very fortunate that we were able to amass such a large land package when we did, because it's a very difficult place to get into these days, given the competition for quality assets globally.
Going forward, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think the main thing would be, with Nucor, you're getting a district scale exploration opportunity, backed by a management team and board who have a proven track record of making shareholders, money, who are truly aligned through our, ownership in the business. And ultimately, you're investing in a country that has a real rich history of mining, and exploration success. So, those would be the key things that I would leave with your listeners for Nucor and why we think it's a great opportunity.
As for my listeners, if you're looking to get on a ground floor company that's in the basic materials and gold industry, look no further. Take a look at Nucor Gold Limited. It is on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol NCAUF. And if you're up there in Toronto, take a look at them. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol NCAU. Luke, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. I hope that you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days, and please give us an update of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I'll just encourage your listeners to also have a look. We're very active on social media, so Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube channel. We put lots of good content up there that a lot of our existing shareholders and prospective shareholders have found very useful. So I'd encourage your listeners to sign up for any of those as well. I really appreciate you having us on the show today.
And website is newcoregold.com.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.